Chapter 42. The End of Rome. The Last Roman Emperor. What happened to the Roman Empire? The Romans used to rule dozens of other countries. They were the most powerful people in the world. But then the empire was divided, and the barbarians came. The Western Roman Empire grew weaker and weaker, and the Eastern Roman Empire refused to help the West out. As a matter of fact, the Eastern Roman Empire wasn't even called Rome anymore. Instead, it became known as the Byzantine Empire. The Western Roman Empire still existed, but barbarians took over most of its land. And although the Western Roman Empire still had an emperor, he didn't live in Rome because Rome had been destroyed. He lived in a small, swampy city, hiding from the barbarians. Finally, one of the invaders, named Orestes, decided to drive the Roman emperor out of hiding. He collected an army and marched towards the small, swampy city where the emperor lived. When the emperor heard that Orestes and his men were coming, he ran away. By the time Orestes arrived, the emperor was long gone. Orestes decided to make his son emperor. There was only one problem. His son was 6 years old. But that didn't stop Orestes. He ordered all his men to obey the 6-year-old emperor, and he gave his son a new name, Romulus Augustus. He called him Romulus because an old legend said that a man named Romulus was the first king of Rome long, long ago. And he called him Augustus after Caesar Augustus, Rome's most famous emperor. That was a big name for a little boy. And when the people who were left in the Western Roman Empire heard it, they laughed. Romulus Augustus, they said. What a silly name for a child. We won't call him Romulus. We'll call him Mamillus. Mamillus meant little disgrace. The Romans felt insulted because they were expected to obey the child of a barbarian. But Mamillus didn't get to be emperor very long. Another barbarian captured Mamillus and his father Orestes. Mamillus, now 7 years old, was sent off to live in another city. He was given plenty of money to pay for food and clothes, but he wasn't allowed to rule anymore. His crown and scepter were taken to Constantinople. And that was the end of the Western Roman Empire. It was full of barbarian kings, each one ruling his own little kingdom. The lands that used to belong to Rome now belonged to them. The new settlers still used the wide, beautiful Roman roads. Rome's huge buildings still stood, although many were beginning to crumble away. Many people still spoke Latin, the language of the Romans, and the barbarians had begun to learn Roman ways and Roman customs, but the Roman Empire itself was gone forever. Over in the Eastern Roman Empire, now called the Byzantine Empire, people mourned. Rome had been a great and beautiful city, but now it was in ruins. As long as an emperor still ruled, there was hope that Rome might be great again. But now the last Roman emperor, a little boy just your age, had lost his throne. Rome would never again rule the world. The Gifts of Rome. The Roman emperor is gone. The ancient city of Rome was destroyed. The Roman Empire has disappeared. But the Romans gave us words and inventions that we use every single day. You're using one of them right now. How many books do you have in your house? How often do you use a book? The Romans were the first people to use books with pages. They figured out how to sew pages together along one side so that you can turn the pages and read both the front and back of each one. Before the Romans, people used scrolls, long, long pieces of paper or animal skin that you had to unroll to read and roll back up whenever you were finished. Can you imagine reading a scroll in bed or in the car? Every time you read a book, you're using a Roman invention. The words you're reading came from the Romans, too. We use the Roman alphabet to write our words. Whenever you sing the alphabet song or write a word, you are using the letters that the Romans used. Do you know the 12 months of the year? Most of those months have Roman names. January is named after the Roman god Janus. March is named after Mars, the god of war. June is named after Juno, the most important Roman goddess. July and August are both named after Roman heroes. July is named after Julius Caesar, the famous Roman general. And August is named after Augustus, Rome's first emperor. Do you like to go swimming in the summer? If so, thank the Romans. The Romans built big bathtubs, big enough for 20 or 30 people to wash in at once. These bathtubs were the first swimming pools. If you look at a U.S. penny, you'll see that it has the picture of a head on it. The portrait is of Abraham Lincoln, one of the United States' greatest presidents. The Romans began the custom of putting the heads of great leaders on coins. They put the pictures of their emperors on their coins. Today, we put pictures of our leaders on coins, copying the Romans. Now look at a dime. On one side of the dime, you can see some tiny words, E pluribus unum. Those words are in Latin, the language that the ancient Romans spoke. They mean, out of many, one. This means that America has many different states in it, but all of the states are united together into one country. The Romans gave us these words to write on our coins. We live on the Earth, but there are 8 other planets in our solar system. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. All of our planets have Roman names. They are named after Roman gods and goddesses. Jupiter was the king of the gods. He was a big, important god, and Jupiter is a very big planet. Mars is named after the god of war. Mercury is named after the messenger of the gods, and Venus is named after the goddess of love and beauty. Saturn is Jupiter's father. Neptune is the god of the sea, and Uranus the god of the sky. Finally, even our words come from Rome. The English language borrowed many, many words from Latin, the language of the Romans. Can you figure out what English words come from these Latin words? The frigidarium was the room where Roman bathers jumped into very cold water. What word sounds like frigidarium and keeps things cold? The refrigerator. A Roman child lived in a familia with his mother, father, sisters, and brothers. What is a familia? A family. The Latin word for book was liber. What word sounds like liber and is a place where books are kept? A library. In Latin, a ship is a navis. Do you know what word comes from navis? It means many ships that sail together. That's right, navy. Have you ever written P.S. at the end of a letter? If so, you've used Latin words. P.S. stands for the Latin words postscriptum, or after the writing. A P.S. goes after the main writing of the letter. In Rome, a floris was a beautiful plant that smelled good. Can you think of a beautiful plant that smells good and sounds like floris? Our word flower comes from the Latin floris. Even though the ancient Roman Empire is gone, we use the words, inventions, and ideas of the Romans all the time. So, in a way, Rome will never completely disappear. The gifts that the Romans gave to us are still with us today. Note to parent. Romulus Augustus ruled from 475 to 476.